HWANG. And I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public hearing. It is 1:04 on April 9th, 2024. We'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this hearing and to provide us with feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 458-20-301 or Rule 301, titled Capital Gains Excise Tax, Definitions, Deductions, Exemptions, and Allocation of Gains and Losses. Electronic copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy. Please contact Kathy Holder at kathyh@dor.wa.gov if you'd like a copy of the rule draft. We emphasize that the rule draft, as now written, is provided for discussion purposes only. Other persons present for this hearing include Atif Aziz, Brenton Madison, Patrick Murphy, Beverly Critchfield, Barbara Imperio, and Kathy Holder. We are conducting this hearing electronically through Zoom. Participants here are joined through Zoom or through phone. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34-05 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed Rule 301. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-06-089, which was filed with the Code Revisor on March 6, 2024. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed rule draft. We appreciate receiving written comments.
10 minutes ago, but now I'm listening to a webinar.
And we will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process.
I'll come right up because I can come back to this. Okay, this is from the state on this.
Hey, you're muted, Michael.
Michael, I accidentally muted you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. We'll consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed rule draft. We appreciate receiving written comments and we'll evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to the attention of myself, Michael Huang, no later than Tuesday, April 30th at the following email address, michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding. I will now briefly outline the key points addressed in the rule draft. Rule 301 is presented in six parts: introduction, definition and terms, tax imposed, exemptions, deductions, and allocation. In the second part, we provide definitions for applying the capital gains excise tax, including deductions and exemptions. In the third part, we supply more information regarding the scope of the capital gains excise tax. In the fourth part, we explain how exemptions under RCW 287050 may be applied through various examples. In the fifth part, we explain how certain deductions, such as the charitable donations deduction, should be taken and supply further information and guidance. In the sixth and final part, we address the allocation of capital gain and provide more information on domicile and how individuals may claim credit for taxes paid to other taxing jurisdictions. Substantively, we made revisions based on comments and feedback received during the first public hearing on the CR 102 draft of the rule. Before moving to the public comment portion of this hearing, we will highlight some changes made to the rule. In section two, relating to definitions and terms, we added a definition of the term non-grantor trust. In section three, relating to imposition of the capital gains excise tax, we provided clarification on what sale or exchange of long-term assets entails and added an example on section 1256 contracts. We also either added or modified examples for issues involving the measure of the tax, including specifically examples on qualified opportunity zone funds, Section 1244 stock losses, and Section 1061 applicable partnership interests. In Section 4 relating to exemptions, we added an example to provide clarification on the exemption for sales of an entity holding real estate. In Section 5 relating to deductions, we clarified language regarding donor advised funds and other intermediaries with respect to the charitable donation deduction. Finally, in Section 6 relating to allocations, we removed the presumption that if you are domiciled in Washington at any time during any tax year, you will be presumed to be a Washington domiciliary at the time of the sale or exchange of your personal property in that tax year. We would also like to note that there's a typo in example 5 of the current rule draft. The long-term capital gain that is subject to the capital gains excise tax should be $180, which is 60% of $300 from the sale of the 18-month futures contract. Please note that in the public hearing, we will not be addressing any comments relating to the initiative related to a possible repeal of the capital gains excise tax. The Rule 301 draft is based on the law currently in effect and without consideration of the initiative. At this time, we'd like to hear any comments. If you'd like to provide a comment, please use the raise hand feature on Zoom. After I call your name, please identify yourself and who you're representing for the record before providing your comments. For those on the phone, I will ask if you have any comments towards the end. Please remember, as mentioned earlier, that we are best able to consider your comments in the rulemaking process if you provide them to us in writing to michaelhw@tor.wa.gov. Thank you. We will now begin the comment portion of the public hearing. Are there any comments? I will also ask at this time if there's any participants that joined over the phone to provide any oral comments. If not, there is no comments at this point, I will proceed with the closing of the public hearing. But it's been the public hearing regarding proposal 301 to just be made before the final rule is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser.
Hey, Michael, sorry, your audio broke up. Could you just restart that paragraph?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. I hope there's, I hope the audio is not any issues at the moment. I'll move on to the closing portion of the public hearing. Does the public hearing regarding proposal 301 tax definitions, deductions, exemptions, and allocation of gains and losses? Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final rule is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. That filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you're not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov.
Hey, Michael, this is Brent. If you were just closing the hearing, I could not hear you audibly. So could you please restate the last part of your statement?
Okay, no, sorry about that.
You're still having an audio issue. I can just read it off, Michael, because I think you continue to break up.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. This has been a public hearing regarding proposed rule 301 titled Capital Gains Excise Tax Definitions, Deductions, Exemptions, and Allocation of Gains and Losses. Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final rule is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. That filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. This public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is 1:18 p.m. Thank you.